Monday is Veterans Day, a time we thank and honor those who've served to protect our freedom. And it is the perfect time to talk about how veterans can share their stories and how those stories can be preserved for future generations. The Veterans History Project is an initiative that aims to do just that. And Bob Patrick is the director, and he joins us live now. Bob, thanks for joining us here on WTOP.
Great to be with you, Debbie.
Can you explain what the project is all about, how it works?
The Veterans History Project is a congressionally mandated effort. We've been doing this since the year 2000, and the purpose of the project is to collect, preserve, and make available to the nation the wartime memories of America's veterans. This is veterans from World War I all the way up to the conflicts of the day in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we've been doing this primarily through asking veterans to tell their stories as a part of an oral history, either recorded audio or video-wise, having people sit down with the veterans in their life, and asking them the questions about what happened to them when they went off to war, what it meant to them, what they experienced, and archiving them here at the Library of Congress where they'll be available for the public literally for years to come.
Increasingly important as we lose more and more of the veterans from the two world wars.
Absolutely. Well, as we all know, there's no more World War I veterans, and our World War II veterans are a diminishing demographic in our country, some 1.4 million left. We're also focusing, of course, on our Korean War veterans and more on our Vietnam veterans. All of them need to come forward because many of them have held onto these stories literally for decades, 40, 50, 60 years. And we think that the Veterans History Project provides them with a serious way to tell their story, again, to be preserved for the nation, but also to be given to their families as a gift to be added to the family's family history or the legacy of that family.
So, Bob, what do you tell veterans who might want to participate in this project? What do they have to do to share their stories?
Anyone can participate in the project. We rely on volunteers to interview these veterans, and they can go to our website. The Veterans History Project website is www.loc.gov/vets. They can also go through the Library of Congress channels on YouTube, iTunes, or through Facebook, and download one of our field kits, which provides a guide to conducting one of these interviews, how to conduct it, some questions to ask to get the conversation going with the veterans. Also, how veterans can submit original materials, photographs, letters, diaries, memoirs they've written, which also can add to the story. So anyone can go online or give us a call, and we'd be glad to send them the materials they need to do one of our interviews.
If people are a little reluctant or if they're uncertain, if their stories or what they want to share is significant enough, what do you say to them?
We tell veterans every story is important, and every veteran's story is important. It isn't just the grand and glorious things we see on television or in movies, but every veteran was there, served, men and women, veterans from all service did their part during a time of war. And that's the message we try to get to them. All stories are important to tell the whole fabric of what happened during the time of war, what their service was like, what it meant to them, and also what it meant to the nation.
Yes, indeed. A great project. Thanks, Bob, for your information.
My pleasure, and hope everyone will certainly thank their veterans this Veterans Day, but also take the opportunity to hear their stories.
Yeah, we agree. Thanks, Bob. Bob Patrick is director of the Veterans History Project.